Talking on the telephone with Dr. G for Gennady Potapenko, who's retired and living in Pasadena, and I'm talking from the University of Washington, on 26 December 4.
So it's, my mind is focused now.
I see. So what exactly did you do out in the Mojave Desert? You did get definite results. You say you did get definite results. Did you get any definite signals? I see. I see. Right. And who was your assistant? How do you spell that? Oh, yes, right. Is he still alive now? Is Fallen still alive now? Do you know where he lives now? In Salt Lake City? And is he working somewhere? I see. What was his first name? What was it again? Donar? D-O-N-A-R? I see. I see. Talk more about what? Oh, yes, certainly. Okay, very good. Can you tell me why you were interested in doing this? Can you tell me why you were interested in doing this? Because but you had no doubt that what Jansky had was real. Why do you think it was that other physicists and astronomers and so forth did not see the importance of this? You designed a big antenna?
Yes. And I informed Dr. Lineker. And it's strange he knew everything. And they say he knows, you know?
Right.
$1,000?
$1,000? Right. I see. What frequency were you operating at? Megacycles?
I don't see the megacycles or a meter.
Right. It's pretty close, yeah. Right.
Hello?
February 18th, 1936.
Yes.
I see.
There is report. And there is a reference
to Gandhi. Right. Was this a Caltech report?
Huh?
Was this a Caltech laboratory report? I see. I see. Hello? Right. I see. Now, what do you actually have there? Do you have any of the original data or just comments on it? For the telescope? For the antenna? I see. I see. Oh yes, that would be very interesting. The trouble is, I don't think I can get down there until next summer. Do you think it would be possible to send them to me and I could make copies of them and send them back to you?
I don't know. I don't know. There are many of them.
Well, you could send them,
Can you wait until you come?
Well, I can wait, yes. But I'm very interested. I'd like to see this material because I'm going to be looking at Jansky's archives, which are kept in Wisconsin, and I would like very much to see you. I'm going to do that in March, and I would like to... I see, yes. Do you not think it would be possible to mail this to me? And then I would mail it right back to you after I made copies of it. Okay, I would appreciate it very much. Okay. Okay. Well, can I ask you a couple more questions?
Yes.
Okay. Why was it that you did not make any formal publication of your results? Why did you not publish your results? I see. So Millikan did not think that it was worthwhile. I see, and you wanted to do much more.
Yeah.
Oh, that is really a shame. You might have... Right. Yeah. Well, it was the depression, though. I mean, $1,000 was a lot of money then, wasn't it? Can I also ask you a little bit about your background? You came to this country from Russia, I think? In
1913.
I see. And may I ask what year you were born? In what year?
In
1895, I see. And then you stayed in this country, Right. Right. And then you came to this country and you've been in this country ever since. I see. I see. I see. But now you are not an astronomer or a cosmic ray physicist. How is it that you heard about Jansky's observations? How did you hear about Jansky's observations? Since you are not an astronomer or a radio engineer. Which problem? Right, but did you just happen to see the article?
Yeah.
Just by chance. I see. So basically, to summarize then, you did one experiment in the Mojave Desert, and you detected the galactic center. And how long were you actually out in the desert doing experiments? Right. Right, did you make measurements of other parts of the sky besides the galactic center? What, did you have enough sensitivity? What kind of an antenna was it? What kind of an antenna? Yeah, what kind? Oh, just one wire. I see. I see. But you could see that you got more signal when the galactic center was highest in the sky. I see. Well, that's really a shame that you weren't able to do more work. You might have been the second radio astronomer after Jansky. Did you tell Jansky about this work?
Oh, I know.
Because you know Jansky had troubles also at Bell Labs. He could not get support to do more work. He had the same problem you did. Also, did you know at all about the work of Grote Reber? What? Did you know about the work of Grote Reber?
No.
He was the only other person that did anything in the late 30s. Do you know of any other observations like yourself that may not have been published at this time in the 1935 to 1940? Okay. Well, thank you very much. I would appreciate it, and I will send it right back after I make copies. Bye-bye.
Okay, that was a phone conversation with Gennady Potapenko on 26 December 74 from the University of Washington to his home in Pasadena, California, where he's obviously very ill and in between operations and so forth.